Hi, Dawn and Dirk.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good evening. Good, and you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. How was South Africa, or how was Kenya?
Very interesting.
I saw the writer.
What was that, Dawn?
Yes.
I saw Michael's writer.
Yes. So, but it was good, interesting.
It was good, interesting, yes. I think we had many challenges, but despite that, I think we had a very good ICMC.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yes.
So, Mark's not on the call yet, so we'll wait a little bit for him to get on the call. What I would like to do today is go over the some of the content, answer some questions around KPIs, and also clarity questions. And actually, I want to share something with you guys around clarity questions, based on a lot of benchmarking that I have done lately. I've kind of like narrowed down a little bit more when specifically to ask clarity questions, so I'd like to share that with you. And then go through the coaching conversations of the first skill builder that Kristen did and also the one that Sean did. So we're going to be discussing that. And any questions that you have around your own KPIs for this program. So, Dawn, how have you been?
Good. I had a good week until today. I mean, it's like I fell off my pedestal.
Oh, really?
But I didn't fall far, but I had a really good week of being focused and everything's lining up, and then today everything fell over.
Oh, so, bugger.
Just one of those bizarre days.
It was a what day?
Just bizarre.
Okay. So did everything fall over, or still a few things standing?
Everything from this afternoon did.
Mm.
So the coaching conversation I was supposed to have this afternoon got pushed back. The coaching conversation I'm supposed to have tomorrow got pushed back.
Oh, bugger.
I had another meeting at 5:30. That got dropped. So, yeah, everything from lunchtime onwards just fell over.
Bugger.
So the call that we have tomorrow night at 5:30, we're going to have to look at what else we do, because the coaching conversation I was recording was today, and he pushed back on
okay.
it. Okay.
So okay.
Need to decide what we're going to do.
Yep. No problem. We can work on your KPI a little further.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem. So did
okay.
we have 8 or 8:30? I thought we had – or 5 or 5:30?
I can't remember now. And my diary is downstairs. I can go and look,
That's
though.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. I will look it up and I will email you like with what I have, so we
okay.
can discuss that among the two of us. So we are about 5 minutes into the session, and I'm expecting Mark to call in any time. But at the same time, I don't want you guys to miss out on any time. So What we normally start out with is just checking in with where you are in the program. There's Mark.
Sorry.
Hi, Mark.
I'm dialing in the wrong number. I was using the one from last time. Sorry.
That's okay. Welcome to the call, Mark.
Thank you.
We were just about to get started. So what we're going to be doing first is get a check-in of where you're at with the program. Then we're going to go through some of the materials of Skill Builder 1 questions that you may have. I would like to share something on clarity of words. And then we're going to go through the conversations that the coaching conversations that Kristen and Sean had from Skill Builder 1 and take a closer look at that in terms of clarity checks. Okay, so let's get started. We have about an hour and a half. So quickly checking in where you're at with the program and any questions that you have that you'd like me to answer. So Dawn, would you like to get started?
Yep, I'm happy to start. So I did the first coaching half an hour coaching conversation, and Femke gave me some feedback with regards to a couple of things. And I had a coachee yesterday, and I concentrated on one of them, and it was interesting how things unfolded differently and better. So I focused on, you know, gaining more clarity around the different, like, words that we assume we know what they are and things like that. And so it was a good conversation. It was a long way from being a good meta coaching conversation, but it was interesting.
Okay.
So for me, I'm kind of at the place where I feel like I've gone backwards since 2010, and I'm really looking to up my game. And in the last couple of weeks, I've had a number of conversations and really aware of what I'm doing wrong, but don't know what to do right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's something that we can then discuss tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring that out.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, how about you?
Just before I start talking, the sound is not too good tonight my side, so I might actually ask you to repeat things from time to time.
Okay.
I'm doing well. I'm keeping up with the different tasks, if I can call it that. In terms of coaching, I think the ACMC was a great experience to be able to be benchmarked as part of the SIS team. And I have a similar experience that I just find that I begin to understand more and more what goes wrong and find it more and more difficult to correct what goes wrong. I think the awareness almost interferes with the ability to change what I know I have to change. Other than that, I'm okay. I mean, for now, it is for me quite important to be in this program because it really serves my goals and objectives in terms of where I am currently. But there's a bit of frustration in terms of not moving forward as fast as I would like to.
Okay. Thank you, Dirk. Any questions that you have for me to discuss?
No, nothing at this point.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Dirk. How about you, Mark?
So I kind of feel a little bit disconnected at the moment, but it's my own fault, I think. So still haven't had my call with you, Femke, but I know we've got that planned for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a coaching call. Hopefully we can, Dawn and I can schedule that in this week, this weekend. So planning on that. So other than being on this call a couple of weeks ago and reading through the materials, don't really feel as though I've got much traction yet. But I'm sure I will
mm-hmm.
once I have a call with you, Femke, tomorrow, and then we can have the coaching call with Dawn, and then you can give me some follow-up feedback. So I think the timing of my feedback from you being so close to the coaching call that hopefully Dawn and I can schedule this weekend, I'll feel much more sort of on track after that.
Okay, great. So getting some traction over the weekend, hopefully?
Yeah, I hope so.
Mark, I sent you an email to say that I'm quite free this weekend, so yeah.
Yeah, perfect. For me, it'll probably be my Sunday evening, your Sunday morning, if that works, but I'll reply to your email.
That's fine. Yeah. That's good for me.
Awesome.
Okay, great. So, I think what you guys have shared, actually both in terms of getting traction and also the knowing what you do wrong and not necessarily knowing how to get to like doing the things that you know you need to do. It's very similar to when we started out with the first group. I think maybe that's just part of the process, and now because you're going to be benchmarked more, it's going to be easier also to implement that, and we will have some focus on that as well. So today, what we're going to be focusing on is the KPI, the well-formed outcome and well-formed problem questions, and also the clarity questions. And so I'd like to start initially with some changes that we have made in the MetaCoach training. And Dirk, you probably are already aware because you've just assisted on the latest ACMC. What happened before is that we really focused on getting the KPI. And so the KPI is completely... we've completely eliminated that from the ACMC. Getting the KPI is now the focus of PCMC level coaching. What we found is that it really confuses people at ACMC level. So what we have done instead is take the well-formed outcome funnel, and as you go down, you have several questions that you can ask in addition to get to the leverage point of change. So that's the essence of what we want with the well-formed outcome, is to find that leverage point for change. So what you start out with the what question, and then someone starts with, a lot of the time they'll start with their present state, using vague words, you won't know what that means. And so you start asking either exploration question or clarity question, basically to ground it in a situation or in a specific context, so that you can get an idea, start seeing the movie of either their present state or desired state. And it really doesn't matter so much whether they start with desired state or present state. You can just follow that because, as you've seen in the document in the skill builder, in the first skill builder, you can also ask well-formed problem questions. And as you ask well-formed problem questions, you also kind of like, it's kind of like the backside of the same coin. So clarity questions and exploration questions, grounding it. And then you can ask meta questions to get to understand, okay, how is someone holding this in place, or how would someone hold their desired state in place, which create more awareness so that you can ask a testing question, is that what we need to be talking about? And then you can loop back to the what. And so that's the dance that in coaching you do. You go down the funnel, and as you do, you dance with clarity questions, exploration questions, testing questions, checking questions, and meta questions to get more information so that you get to the leverage point create the awareness for your client, and then loop back to the, okay, so then what do we need to work on? So that what question, keeping looping back to that, you might ask that 4 or 5 times in a coaching conversation before you get to the specific what. I'm going to be sharing with you, for those of you who haven't seen that yet, I did a call specifically on that, so I'll share that with you so that you can listen to this and also see the dynamics of that more. I also shared that I wanted to kind of get into a little bit more detail around clarity of words, and after that we will go into, after I've explained that, we will go into questions, both that you have around the setting the KPI for yourself, and also knowing what clarity of words to ask. So last week I was listening to a coaching session, and it was from one of the two participants of the coach mentoring program of the first group. And so the client or the coachee said that what he wanted was to be able to be present, fully present in his coaching conversation at moments when he was being benchmarked. And so the coach asked some exploration questions there. And the client started talking about, well, in the desired state, I am focused on my client, and there's no difference between my focus on the skills and my focus on the client. It's one and the same thing, because it's all for the client. In the present state, what he had mentioned was that his focus is on, okay, what skill of the 7 benchmarking skills do I need to do now? Now I need to make an acknowledgement. Now I need to make a summary, etc. So he was really like doing that. And he said, my focus is on me, not on my client. So that's what he started out with. The coach then started to ask some meta questions around the present state. And he said, I'm starting, like when someone is looking at me and benchmarking me, what happens then is that I start to make demands of myself. I have to make acknowledgments. I have to do encouragers. I have to. So lots of have to's. Okay, because what do you believe about that? And he got up the layers and went to, then I'm being estimated, and I hate being estimated because when I'm estimated, then the person looking at me might see that I'm not as good as I think I am, and that means that I'm a fraud. So that's where he went to, I'm a fraud if I'm not as good as I think I am. This is an interesting statement. It's a conclusion that someone draws from a trigger of someone watching him. Up until that point, the coach had not asked any clarity questions at all. So not about focus on me or focus on other. So there was no clarity around the primary state at all. And then she asked the question, and I've noticed this before as well in other coaching conversations. Then she asked, what specifically do you mean with being a fraud? And so that at that point, because also it wasn't grounded, it became about being a fraud and explaining what that means. And the conversation completely got off track. And the reason for that is the timing of the clarity question. And so I thought, okay, what is the difference? Why ask a clarity question here and not about focus on self or focus on others, and why how do I substantiate my feedback of not asking it around because then I'm a fraud, but asking it about focus on others and focus on self. And so the answer is that with clarity questions, you're grounding something. So when I have a desired state or a present state, doesn't matter so much. But what was happening was focus on self or focus on others. I don't know what that means specifically without me filling in the blanks. So that's what I need to know. I need to know, how do you do that? And that's part of clarity questions, is how do you do that? What do you say to yourself? What do you see? What do you feel? What do you do? And so because that's more primary, more related to the primary state or desired state, that's what you're doing with clarity questions, is you start to make the contrast analysis between present state and desired state. As you go up the layers, what he did was draw a conclusion. And so if you've noticed, there's a complex equivalent there. So if I am not as good as I think I am, then I'm a fraud. So that would have been interesting to ask some meta-model questions around that complex equivalent. How does that specifically work? And what does not being as good as you think you are mean specifically? Is that if you do two acknowledgments instead of eight, does that mean you're a fraud? So it would be, in this case, the focus on self and focus on other would be far more interesting to ask clarity on. And as well, not being as good as you think you are. What specifically does that mean? Because then we start getting some criteria, and we want the criteria for that conclusion so that we can then make someone aware. So what you are saying is that if you ask if you do two acknowledgments instead of eight, then you are a fraud, so that you can make that confrontation. And so timing of clarity and the choice of what clarity words to ask and when you would ask more meta questions instead of clarity questions is really critical. And so just as a general rule, you ask clarity questions to get to know more about the present state or desired state, making it a primary state so that it's grounded. And as someone draws a conclusion or states a belief, that's not your first choice to ask a clarity around that. When you loop back to, when you then ask a testing question, so this belief of then I'm a fraud, that conclusion that you draw, is that what we need to be talking about? Yes. Okay, so then what do you need to get out of this session? Then you get a new what. And from that what, you start asking new clarity questions. But before that, it's just a conclusion, not where you would ask the clarity check. So does that make sense? Do you have any questions around what I've just shared?
I think it makes sense.